This report brought to you by Garmin. Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
My air conditioner's broken. TheAirGenie.com. 239-AIR-GENIE.
WCCA, News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical call-in talk show, and you're invited to participate along the way. If you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, or a question is asked that you'd like to answer, perhaps, our numbers are 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. Well, I had an eventful morning. I went to get ready to come because I like to come early to the radio station and, you know, be prepared. I turned my car and it goes, I'm going, oh, no, the battery's dying or dead or whatever. So I had to get a ride. And I called my husband, oh, my goodness, the car doesn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. We're so tethered to our machines.
Very true.
So, anyways, I have another little car, and it said that I'm here. I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, as I go out in the community, I am finding more and more people coming up to me and say, I listen to your show, my husband and I, or my wife and I. And, you know, I want to thank every single person. This is, to me, such a mission, such a pleasure. And to have people come up and say thank you, that they enjoy the show. And, again, if you have I'm not going to say any names, but we had one person who emailed me for a subject in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any subjects or questions, you know, you can also email me at askdrtriana, T-R-I-A-N-A, at TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want everyone to know if there's a subject that you're interested, that you want to see. I mean, of course, you don't see right now, but I meant you want to hear about.
Sure.
Please let me know. Also, I'm getting more people who are saying, can I be on your show? Last week, we were very, very proud to have Dr. Lenita Hansen, who spoke about the Living Smart Diabetic Program. And she did an excellent job. They had a great turnout at the Cultural Center. And so, I mean, those things, I think, are so important. She gives of her time. She sets us up for people who are diabetic. You know, what could be better than that? And so if anybody has any suggestions, ideas about our program, my ears are open. You can call me. And if you have any questions today, our phone number here is 206-1580. And speaking about guests, next week, we're going to have Judy Wilson and a group of ladies from Zonta, which is a women's group. And the whole program is going to focus on the Zonta. They have a theme from the 2013 Commission on the Status of Women, and it has to do with elimination and prevention of all forms of violence against women and girls.
Right.
Which, I'm an animal lover, I'm a human lover, I can't even kill bugs. So to me, to think that anybody would ever want to hurt a woman, a child, an older person, just breaks my heart.
Sure.
So, and I mean, so I think this is going to be a fabulous show. She's an incredibly dynamic person, very well known in the community, and that'll be next Friday the 15th, and I hope that everybody can listen in then too.
Okay.
So today, for those of us who follow us on Facebook, we put down that we were going to talk about the facts and myths of hormones.
The facts and myths.
Myths. Okay. There's a lot of myths out there, and it has to do with the understanding about what is bioidentical and what is not. So we're going to talk about that today. Now, it's going to talk also about estrogen and also over-the-counter. Did you know that there's some over-the-counter hormones?
Mm.
Progesterone is sold over-the-counter.
No, I did not. I would and have not figured that.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that today.
All right.
But I also want to start off with you know how I've been doing, what body part am I?
Yes, yes.
So I don't always do it every week, but I think this one's going to be really great. So everybody who's listening, if you want to call in, it's kind of like test your savvy. I'm trying to keep it simple. As time progresses, we'll make it a little bit more challenging.
Okay.
So I'm going to read this. And if you want to call, 206-1580. And by the way, Todd, it's good to see you too.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
I know he's so busy, and I have to say, I really admire the fact he is celebrating I'm going to have to mention it, 20-year anniversary.
It's no secret, I can tell you that.
That is so fabulous. 20 years.
At our sister radio station.
Yeah, Kix mm-hmm. Country, which is great. I've listened to your show
Thank
on Kix,
and Thank you.
It's very interesting, and you bring up all current things that are happening. So, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. There's been a lot of hard work going into a big festival tomorrow. So that's the reason I've been absent from this program quite a bit, and looking forward to some downtime afterwards.
Well, you deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, most people to be, and you can tell after 20 years, you're still so involved in your profession is wonderful.
That's passion. That's what that is.
It is. And I always say it's wonderful to do that.
Thank you.
To be able to love what you do every day. So mm-hmm. What body part am I?
Okay.
I am made up of hair, cartilage, and skin. If you're a boxer, I can get punched in. My job is great, especially on Thanksgiving, when the turkey is cooking, the potatoes boiling, and the pie is baking. I can be dry or runny. Without me, your dinner does not taste as yummy. You know, we're all going for Thanksgiving here.
Mm-hmm.
And your flowers, instead of real, they might as well be made of steel. So, we already have a caller.
Let's see if they hit this one on the head. Caller, you're on the air.
I'm going to take a guess. Is that the nose?
Yes! Yay!
I almost said, is she going to hit this one on the nose? I'm glad I did not.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. It's the nose. You're right. Especially now for Thanksgiving. Oh, my gosh.
Where would we be without the human proboscis?
Yes, it's so important. And I have one of the most beautiful things I love about my little Dachshunds
mm-hmm.
Is Samson, Dooley, and Delilah. Those are the three little doggies. They have those long little noses,
mm-hmm.
the almond eyes, the little floppy ears.
They can really take in that turkey smell, can't they?
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Anyways, so today we have a great program
okay.
about the hormones.
Uh-huh.
So what is a bioidentical hormone? Where I think it's really important. You know, sometimes advertising, marketing, they kind of mislead people about what something is.
Okay.
All right. So there are two types of bioidentical hormone. Now, I want everyone to understand, we're looking at today especially is estrogen. Their human has three types of estrogen in their body, and that is estradiol, uh-huh. estrone, and estriol. We know that estradiol, and the chemical name is 17-beta-estradiol, is the most active. And yes, men, you have estrogen too.
That's right.
That's right. There's also non-human estrogen. And these non-human estrogens are made from the urine of pregnant mares of horses.
I think I've heard that before, actually.
Yes, and these are called conjugated equine estrogens. The most common name, trade name, is called Premarin, which was the medicine that they, the hormone that they did the most studies on.
Okay.
But the conjugated equine estrogens, there's 10 different types of these. There's also synthetic estrogen. There are analogs, and those are called ethinoestradiol and estropropiate. So the most important thing to know is, what does it mean by bioidentical?
I've heard that thousands of times, and I have no idea what that means.
Bioidentical means it's the same chemical that your body produced.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So we're going to focus on the main chemical, the most active, which is 17-beta-estradiol. Uh-huh. For short, we call it estradiol. There are two types of bioidentical hormones that are approved by the FDA. There's the FDA-approved hormones, which is the 17-beta-estradiol. It can come in a pill, in a patch, in a gel, or in a vaginal insert. These are approved. They're bioidentical. Again, bioidentical means the same chemical as your body produced. I think that's very important to understand. The compounding pharmacies take different types of estrogen and compound them, the three different types of estrogen, and these are made by a pharmacist. Uh-huh. Now, there are some people where the word bioidentical means different things to different people, just like the word natural.
Okay.
Okay. We know that bioidentical, to some people, they feel it has to come from a plant to be bioidentical or natural, when actually all these estradiol, these hormones, are actually synthesized in a lab. That doesn't make it less bioidentical. Mm-hmm. The hormone is the same structure as what your body produces. So that means that your ovaries produce, also besides estrogen, they produce progesterone and they produce testosterone. Now, we know that men produce testosterone and they have more, but they also have estrogen. Mm-hmm. So you can get bioidentical hormones that are also FDA approved, pharmaceutically made by a pharmaceutical company. So those are bioidentical and also the same as what your body produced. I want to take away this misunderstanding. Some people feel that if you only go to a compounding pharmacy, those are the only bioidentical hormones, which is not true.
That's another myth.
That's another myth.
Okay.
You can get FDA-approved bioidentical hormones. And actually, the scrutiny for the FDA is very strict. Now, we've heard some. There's compounding pharmacies who, unfortunately, have had some problems where they contaminated. They were making compounding steroids, mm-hmm. which were being injected in people's backs, and some of the people got ill from this.
I remember that.
Yes. So bioidentical, again, it's the same chemical as your body makes. So all, and I want to make it very clear, all hormone therapy are made and synthesized in a lab.
All.
All. Now, where do they get their hormones from?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the non-human. Well, they collect those estrogens from the urine of horses. Now, I have to say, I myself am an animal lover, as I said, and I know that these animals are put in stalls and they make them catch their urine in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really not the most happy life for a horse who can't really move around. It's always pregnant and has to urinate in a bag. So, and that really is not the same estrogen as your body is producing. There's 10 different types of conjugated equine estrogens.
Okay.
Now, for example, if you, there are also what are called bioidentical progesterone, which you can get oral progesterone, or you can get also vaginal tablets or inserts and gels. So what are the main hormones? We have estrogen, estradiol, we have progesterone, and we have testosterone. And we know that these are found also, estrogen is found in men. So we're not just talking about women. The custom compounded formulations can compound these in different modes of administration. They can use implants, tablets, suppositories, nasal sprays, and they also are made with different fillers, dyes, and preservatives and adhesives. So I think it's very important to know, for example, some formulations may have peanut in them. So, and you know, we know some people are allergic to peanuts. They can't eat any peanuts. We also need to know that these fillers, dyes, preservatives, and adhesives can be found in commercially prepared products too. So we have the compounding pharmacies. It's like, you know, you come to me and I say, if I'm a compounding pharmacy, I'm going to make up a batch of this cream for you to put on. It doesn't undergo the strict regulation of, for example, the patch, such as, for an example, Vivel Dot, where the patch you put on and it has a delivery system and you're only going to get so much estrogen. Remember, one of the things that one of our guests that we had was Dr. Marina Johnson, and she spoke about the fact that I may absorb on my skin different than the next person or the next person. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Johnson recommends that we check your hormone levels, which makes sense. Just like we checked when someone has a thyroid and it's overworking or underworking, we check the level to see, are you getting enough thyroid hormone or not? So the same with estrogen and testosterone. When I have a man who comes in, we check their level of testosterone.
Really?
Yes. And we check the level, the total testosterone, and what's called the free. The total, the free is what's unbound. So we check both of those, unbound to proteins. And then based on the level of testosterone is we come out, we make a plan of action of how much we're going to give of testosterone, how often, and also how does that person respond. Remember, at the Triana Prevention Center, we are not practicing cookie cutter medicine. Each person is individual. Each person, we individualize the therapy. So what may be a good dosage for this person may not be a good dosage for the next person.
Right.
I think it's very important to understand that by checking the levels of estrogen also, because you may not have hot flashes. You know, we know a lot of people think that estrogen therapy, which we call HT hormone therapy, is only for hot flashes. Well, what about the good effects on your bones?
I don't think you hear a lot about the good effects.
It has good effects on your bones.
All right.
What about the good effects on your brain? We know that there are hormone receptors in every single part of your body.
Hmm.
Your brains, your eyes, your skin, everywhere. So it's very important to understand what does it mean by bioidentical hormones? When someone compounds a estrogen cream or an estrogen gel, it doesn't mean because it's bioidentical that it's going to be any safer. An estrogen is an estrogen. Mm-hmm. If I'm giving you estradiol, then we need to know what we're doing and is it contraindicated? What happens is a lot of women were for many years thinking, if I go and get a bioidentical hormone, it's going to be safer. The risk is the same. If the hormone is the same, that 17 beta estradiol, then yes, you need to know that you still have some risk. In other words, who are the people that we are not allowed to use, or it's contraindicated to use hormones? Those would be people who have, for example, breast cancer or have had blood clots in their legs or blood clots in their lungs. Smokers, we don't want to treat patients who are smokers. We want them to quit smoking if they're going to be taking any hormone therapy. So we know that if you're going to get an FDA-approved bioidentical hormone, you need to know the risks are the same and the benefit is the same if it's a standardized, as the FDA-approved bioidentical hormones are, it's standardized. And the FDA also states, and I want everyone to understand this, there is no, and I'm going to quote them, there is no scientific basis for using saliva for testing to adjust hormone levels. They do not recommend this.
That's another myth is what it says.
That's another myth. If you're going to check the levels, you need to do blood levels, not saliva.
Was that ever considered to be the standard by which you tested, or is it just one of those things that come about in common
Some
knowledge.
People were doing it, and it came out for a while.
Okay.
But we want everyone to understand, you know, in medicine, we try to be as precise as possible.
Surely.
Evidence-based and as accurate. And also, in the end, we have to be what personalize it to each person. So the best way, the gold standard, is to check the levels in the blood. We need to do that. I know some people have said, oh, they did saliva. They do. There's also some companies that do hair testing. We need to do with what is FDA approved and what is the standard of care.
Do those other forms of testing have any validity to them or any usefulness?
The FDA says no.
The FDA says no.
There's
All right.
no scientific basis.
Gotcha. All
now, right. in life, there is, you look at scientific basis, the gold standard is called RCT, random control studies testing. Well, it's very expensive and it's very hard to do random control testing, but that is usually the gold standard in research. There may be what's called anecdotal, which, you know, like the person next door says, you know, if you put this cream on your hair, it's going to make you feel better. And the next person says, oh, yeah, I tried that cream, too. And I thought that made my skin feel really good. And why don't you try it? I bought it at XYZ Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's anecdotal.
Sure.
There hasn't been a study. It hasn't been research. And these are the things. A lot is involved in doing research. And you try to put together the different studies, the different trials to see how that information and put it all together. And again, you have to look at the details. So right now, I want to understand, we'll take our little break, and I want to go back to also over-the-counter hormones. Remember, if you have any questions, it's 206-1580.
And you're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. If you'd like to visit them online, it is TrianaPreventionCenter.com, and that's spelled T-R-I-A-N-A, Prevention Center, all one word, .com. And it's also worth following them on Facebook. Plus, there's an archive of the shows that have preceded this one from the very beginning, as a matter of fact. If you'd like to go back to listen to any particular subject or subjects, they're all there for you to use. If you'd like to join us in conversation this morning, we would love to have that happen. The numbers are 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now back to your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank you, Todd. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And I want to remind everyone, next week we're going to have guests. I call the ladies from Zonta. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to that. And today we're talking about the myth of bioidentical hormones. I want everyone to understand.
Not that bioidentical hormones is a myth, but the myths surrounding that particular term.
Yes, that particular term. Okay. That every hormone therapy is produced in a lab. Now, there's some people that feel if it comes from a plant, it's more natural. Well, if you get the hormone from the plant and it's the exact same chemical as your body, then it is bioidentical.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to come from a plant. And we're going to talk about over-the-counter hormones. There are hormones that are sold over-the-counter. And I want to give everybody information about this.
That's so surprising to me. I don't know why I didn't know that.
Well, it is important to know that because, again, it's part of the... We have a caller.
We'll come back to that. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing, caller?
Fabulous.
What's your question?
Well, some of what I was just hearing you say about testing of products and so forth and bringing them to the marketplace.
Yes?
There's a little bit of a problem with some of that. You see, natural products tend to be a food recognizable by the body that can be incorporated into the way the body uses food, whereas drugs are natural items from nature who have been taken apart, patented, and then resold back to the public in a method in which they make the claims that the product can do that, but without any proof. And so often the proof is very, very anecdotal and doctored and changed so that there is no real truth to where anything is. And yet the only way you can get there is to basically buy and pay for the FDA. The reason that drug companies are the ones who are the ones financing the people who work at the FDA.
Well, I hear your opinion. I think what we need to look at is chemistry. It's like chemistry does not lie. If you look at the chemical structure of something, such as we're talking about 17-beta estradiol, that structure is the same whether you derive that from a lab or if you got that chemistry, that structure from other resources. So I think you have to look at the chemical and to think that if something only comes from a plant is natural. Well, we know that 17-beta estradiol, it also is produced by your ovaries. So I really think what you need to look at is the chemical structure. And I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. It's kind of like when people say to me, is there sugar in something? Well, you need to know. Sugar is a chemical structure. If there's sugar in food, it's sugar. We know that your body takes carbohydrates, bread, pasta, rice, and forms that into glucose in your body, sugar. Mm-hmm. Okay, glucose. So we need to look at the actual chemical structure. just as we know, there's a chemical structure for oxygen. There's an atom of oxygen. If you study chemistry, that's what you're looking at. So I think that I know some people feel that some of the government entities are bought out by big pharma or big pharmaceutical companies. I think that's a political issue. And, you know, we all know it's very expensive to do research and all the clinical trials, but there's a lot of trials that are also sponsored by the NIH, which is from the government, National Institute of Health. And they collaborate also with other countries that are doing research and other places in the world. So we're not the only country doing research out there and having a lot of information. There's other countries too. And I think that needs to be looked at. So I want to say about the over-the-counter hormones.
Yes.
But I think I was wanting to say one of the inspirations, which we did last week, from Avi Shulman, Inspiration, Wisdom, and the Tools to Use Them. Uh-huh. Be a fountain of inspiration. I think I said that one, and it's really, really good. Another one, people have enough to live on and nothing to live for. I think we need to know, and I know living for, well, I feel very blessed that I'm able to have a radio program where I can go ahead and help to educate people about their health. And I think that's important, being an inspiration. I know you feel you are too in your radio program.
Indeed.
Inspiration, give some information. It's very important. So what are the over-the-counter hormones? These are topical progesterone, DHEA, which is called dihydroepiandrosterone, uh-huh, and melatonin. These are all three over-the-counter hormones.
Okay. Melatonin I've heard of quite frequently.
Yes. People use that for sleep.
For sleep aid.
Uh-huh. Right. These are not government regulated as drugs are, nor as tested. They are considered in this country as a dietary supplement, which is interesting because in my research in Canada, DHEA is regulated and has to be given by prescription. So what is progesterone? Remember, your body has estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and there's a balance there. Your body will change testosterone to estrogen, estrogen to testosterone. It's all a balance, and it's a chemical reaction that's occurring in your body. So progesterones, the bioidentical ones, there's two types of progestins. There's the bioidentical, which is the same chemical formula as your body produces, and there also are synthetic progesterones. Those synthetic ones are called progestins, but we're going to focus on what's called the bioidentical ones. Now, you have to understand that these are made by a chemical process. The gentleman talked about if it comes from a plant, is it more natural? Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm, progesterone is synthesized in a chemical process from plants, from soybeans, and from yams, those over-the-counter ones, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want everyone to understand, you still got to make it. You got to get to point A to B is a chemical process, and that is made in a lab.
In a laboratory.
All right.
There's always going to be a lab in the middle somewhere is what
right.
you're saying.
Okay. It has to be formulated.
All right.
Topical progesterones that you buy over-the-counter are very widely in the dosage of how much progesterone is in the cream. Now, remember, we've spoken that some people absorb better through their skin than other people. Uh-huh. So this dosage varies between 400 and 450 milligrams of progesterone. So some women are using these over-the-counter creams to try to counteract the condition of that they feel when they're in menopause, mm-hmm, of the hot flashes.
Right.
Now remember, menopause is a natural state of events. However, if we can try to decrease its effects, such as osteoporosis, heart disease in women, dry skin, vaginal dryness, which can result in pain on intercourse, hair loss, then we could help them and they would be a candidate for hormone therapy. I recommend the bioidentical FDA-approved hormone therapy. Right now, we're focusing on the progesterone, but there is, we have said, there's estrogen also. These creams that are used of progesterone, there is no proven benefit. The absorption, again, is different for all. And if you take those progesterone creams, put it on your hand, and you don't absorb it all, and you touch your children, you can give them progesterone too. Just like if you've seen those commercials where the men put the gel on for the testosterone. Well, if you put it on and you rub against your children or your wife, that cream can rub on them.
All right.
And they can absorb testosterone without them knowing it.
Is that dangerous?
Well, it's not good because if you give too much testosterone to a woman, they're going to start getting acne, facial hair, their voice might change. You know, these are all different effects. So we need to be very careful with that.
All right.
Because of the fact that we know when someone is getting hormone therapy, if you have a uterus, if a woman comes to me, for example, a 55-year-old woman comes to me and she has her uterus and she wants to be on estrogen, hormone therapy, we are obligated to give also progesterone, which is the one that I use, the bioidentical, it's called Prometrium, because we need to counteract the effect of estrogen on the lining of the uterus. That's called the endometrium.
Uh-huh.
And I want everyone to understand that if you have a uterus and you're taking estrogen therapy, hormone therapy, you need to protect yourself also with progesterone. Now, the problem with the progesterone creams is without knowing, you don't know if you're getting the right dosage. It's not FDA approved to use the cream for the protection of your endometrium, which is the lining of your uterus. It's very important to know, too, if you look at Dr. Johnson's book of Outliving Your Ovaries, she recommends a yearly basis to do an ultrasound to look at your lining of your uterus. If we know normally women, we have before the menopause, we have our periods. Periods are the sloughing off of the lining of the uterus. It's a natural event. Every month, the lining grows, waiting for an ovum, a fertilized egg to come, implant, and make a baby.
Uh-huh.
Well, if that doesn't happen, the uterus has a period, the lining of the uterus sloughs off, and that's what women call, they have a menses or a period. And that's usually every 28 days. Because of the different levels of hormones in your body. So if after the menopause, if I give somebody estrogen, that lining of the uterus is going to start to build up. So we need to use progesterone to help counteract that effect. And these women will then have what's called a withdrawal bleeding, just a little spotting to help keep their lining, keep it moving.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse anybody. If you have any questions, call me at 206-1580. The bottom line is, if you have questions about hormone therapy, you need to see someone who specializes in that. I myself am a certified menopause practitioner, which means I have taken exam, to show my proficiency and expertise in this area. Not only have I taken an exam, but I have also taken courses and studies in order to give this information, this knowledge, and this service to my patients. Also, it's very important to know for my men patients, the level of expertise is there also. And it isn't just saying, you know, I'm going to do this, let me take care of this. It's studying, working, going to conferences, which we have discussed in the past, that I go to a lot of medical conferences in order to be at the forefront of care.
Mm-hmm.
Part of taking care of patients is letting them know what's available. So if you feel you need help with your hormones, make an appointment. You can see me. My office number is 941-625-1990. If you have a physician and you want to bring this up, bring it up to them. I can tell you that with the knowledge that I have, I can help women. I can help men who have menopause symptoms, and I can help men with the low testosterone. So if you understand what's the difference, it's not the same going to the pharmacy and getting a cream of progesterone, putting it on your skin and saying, that's it.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
No.
Here's another myth. A lot of patients will go and they'll get this cream called a wild yam cream.
Where would that be available?
In pharmacies or in health food stores. Some people will buy these.
All right. Wild yam cream. Gotcha.
Wild yam cream. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the yam you're going to eat on Thanksgiving Day, which is loaded with sugar.
I was already picturing the marshmallows melted on top and everything.
The marshmallow, so, yeah. The walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, or the sweet potato pie. Have you had that before?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is so good. Oh, anyways. So the wild yam cream, not to be confused, has been marketed as progesterone cream.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have done investigation. What they do is in the lab, they take this chemical from the wild yam. It's called dioxygen, and it is a precursor to turn into progesterone.
Huh. A simple little yam.
A simple little yam, but guess what? Your body doesn't have the way to do that.
So just eating the yam is not the same.
And taking the cream that's been made from the wild yam, mm-hmm. your body doesn't take that dioxygen and make it into progesterone. It doesn't have the ability to do that.
Okay.
Just like our bodies don't have the ability to be like a cow and have all these special enzymes that it can break down the grass and eat that and get their nutrition. Or my horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Our bodies do not have the ability.
Okay.
So the myth is, does the wild yam cream help you? Are you getting progesterone? If you are getting progesterone, then that manufacturer may be putting already progesterone into the cream. And it still has the product from the wild yam. So I think that's very important to look at it. Is it an apple? Is it an apple? Is it an orange? Is it an orange? So that wild yam cream, if it doesn't have any progesterone, you're not getting any progesterone. Your body cannot convert that chemical into progesterone. Cannot do it.
Huh.
Some creams have progesterone in them, and some wild yam creams contain only that precursor. That precursor, the dioxygen. So look at your labels. Just like I tell people, when you go to the grocery store, look at the labels, see what you're buying. See what's in, what are the ingredients. That is a big myth. Another myth is DHEA, and that's called dihydroepiandrosterone.
Okay. Now I've heard the initials before, but never heard it.
It's a supplement.
Out.
It's regulated as a supplement
and
in this.
This is over the counter.
Over the counter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your body produces DHEA, which is quickly turned into DHEAS. Jeez, an alphabet soup here.
Wow.
I know I'm throwing a lot of information. So, if you have a question, give us a call at 206-1580.
There's still about 10 minutes left if you want to try to get a question in.
Okay. Our bodies produce DHEA. Where is that produced? 90% is produced on the adrenal gland. Where's the adrenal gland? It sits on top of your kidneys. Looks like a little hat on top of your kidneys. Very important gland.
All right.
10% of DHEA is made in your ovaries. It's a precursor to make testosterone. And testosterone is important for men and for women. So the peak that we make DHEA is at the age of 25. After that, by the time we're 70 years old, we're barely making any DHEA.
Mm.
So some people will claim that they feel that DHEA should be taken as a supplement.
I remember I've heard that expression, DHEA, used in conjunction with the terminology, marketing terminology, fountain of youth kind of a thing, which is, again, marketing, not necessarily science.
Right. Well, we know that DHEA, which turns into DHEAS, is a precursor to androgen, testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, mm-hmm. which also, testosterone can turn into estrogen. At this point, we have receptors for the bite, for the end product, but not for the precursor in our bodies. So we know, as we said, we have hormone receptors, which is the estrogen, testosterone, all over our bodies. That's very important. At this point, they have not found a receptor for DHEA.
Okay.
Some people take DHEA as a tablet or they mix it with other herbs. These products differ with how much DHEA. And we know that if you take DHEA by mouth, remember we talked about that's one of the reasons we recommend also estrogen to take topically, because if you take estrogen by mouth,
mm-hmm.
your body absorbs it and it goes first to the liver. The liver then takes the estrogen, the hormone, and formulates it into other different products.
Okay.
We have to
bypass that
problem. Hello, caller?
Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. I've been listening to your program. It's very interesting.
Thank you.
I have two questions.
Yes.
One, is this Dr. Liz Trola? Is she local?
Yes, this is that's me. I'm Dr.
I'm
Elizabeth.
I'm asking where you're located at. City, village?
Okay. Well, that's a very good question. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. My office is in Port Charlotte, 3155 Harbor Boulevard in Port Charlotte. And I could give you my phone number, 941-625-1990. Yeah, I'm a hometown girl. I grew up here my whole life.
Wow, you're a rare bird.
That's right. And
but the reason.
Yeah, what's your other question?
A doctor gave me the genuine testosterone. I'll be 92 my next birthday.
And God
about 10
bless
years ago,
you.
About 10 years ago, he gave me, my doctor, testosterone. And believe me, as you said, the gland or whatever that produces it normally within the male body does die out or certainly tone down, wears out like anything on the face of the earth. But it made my hair go dark with pigmentation again.
Wow.
And gave me more energy.
Huh.
And mentioning that DHEA, about 20 or 30 years ago, as I recall, people was buying that.
Yes.
And putting cardboard window signs in their home, their residence, selling it, which was not necessarily illegal. So it apparently, as you said, it's a synthetic, somewhat the same as the male hormone, which, as I just said, wears down with age of time.
Well, caller, DHEA is actually a precursor for androgens such as testosterone. Yeah. So the thing is, if you really do need testosterone, if you're deficient, you need to have your blood levels checked, and that's what I do. And then if that person is a candidate, we will give them testosterone, either by injection or by topical. I think the important thing to know is the myth is this, is that DHEA in very high doses can affect your body, but you don't know if your body, how it's going to process it.
In other words, if a little bit's good, people think double that is, and then you go into the danger zone.
Right.
So the important thing is to be followed by a physician and not take the over-the-counter supplement thinking that that's going to help you or fix your problem. It's kind of like, you know, when I tell patients, when you go to the gas station, don't you have a gauge? You have a number. Does that say that you are full, half full, or quarter full? So why would you just put in the gas and have no way to know if you're putting in enough gas in your car or not? You need to know. You need to know your numbers. Just like you need to know your number of your level of testosterone, just like I always say, you need to know what are your numbers, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. So all this is important. DHEA, it can, in very high levels, even affect women, but you don't know how much you're getting. Why not go to the end product, which is what you're hoping to get, and go and do it in a scientific way?
So, well, I'm going to hang up, but I want you to know I suspect a lot of gentlemen will be contacting you because you are so well informed on your subject.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
so I shall hang up and continue listening. Are you going to be on again at a further date?
Yes.
Every Friday at 11 a.m., yes.
Remarkable. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. Every Friday, and I also have a great, well, I know we're about to end here. I have a great web, you can go to my website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And also, you can go to, if you have any questions, you can go to Ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And if you have, if you do Facebook, I'm also on Facebook. I have wonderful guests, and I appreciate there is, you know, I didn't even get a chance to talk about the melatonin. We'll do that at a later date. And know that this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Stay healthy, and God bless, and thank you.